With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana has enjoyed seasonally warm and generally light to moderate wildfire smoke conditions over the last several days. That's about to change. Edward O'Brien reports.
Montana's air quality meteorologist Kristen Martin predicts wildfire smoke is going to push back into the region this week.
We've got a real strong ridge of high pressure building in, and like last week where we saw a lot of smoke move up from California and Oregon, we're likely to see the same this week. And on top of that, we're seeing temperatures near or over 100 in a lot of parts of Montana, so we're going to see fire danger increase here at home too.
Missoula City County air quality specialist Sarah Cofield.
The atmosphere itself is going to be pretty stable, so it's not going to be able to be blown away very easily once it does get here. So it's going to potentially be something that we're stuck with once it arrives, and if it does mix down, then it will accumulate.
Bud Cofield does not expect this week's forecast smoke to reach last summer's intensity.
But I would not be surprised if we see conditions hit unhealthy for sensitive groups. If we do see air quality deteriorating, we'll get that message out and let folks know, hey, it's time to cut back on your activity levels, get somewhere with some filtered air, and try to avoid exposing yourself to too much smoke.
Forecasters say the ridge of high pressure that's going to heat up Montana this week may break down by the start of next weekend. State air quality meteorologist Kristen Martin says that can be a double-edged sword, meaning
they can help clear out some of the haze, but increase winds and cause some red flag warnings around. So it's a little too early to say if it's going to be good news or bad news.
Air quality experts say portable HEPA air purifiers can help improve your home's air quality during smoky days. So can upgraded MERV 13 rated air filters for those with central air conditioning. The state's daily air quality report can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
No substantial new wildfire starts were reported across the state over the weekend. A 524-acre fire north of Hot Springs is being fought by 165 people. It does not threaten any structures. Fire danger will move up to extreme tomorrow in the Flathead National Forest. On the Kootenai National Forest, a public meeting will be held tonight on the 525-acre 10-mile fire at the Trigo Civic Center. The 488-acre Bacon Rind fire continues to burn south of Big Sky in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. A meeting will be held at the Community Protestant Church in West Yellowstone at 7 p.m. tonight. I'm Rosie Costin.